Hey, we are on Perek Dalet. Okay, we're up to Pasuk Tet Zayin. Okay, remember again, the pays come before the ayins in this Perek. Pnei Hashem chilkam lo yosif lahavitam nekolanim lo nasa'u l'sayim lo chananim. So you say, usually when an enemy, even when an enemy conquers, they have certain respect. They may have some respect for certain elements of the. I'm not saying mercy. No, we already learned that the enemy is killing children. Look back earlier in this parak, and you'll see that mercy they don't have. The question is, do they have some respect for Nevi'im, Kohanim, Zakenim, you know, some of the religious? No. They go after them first, right? Okay, so this is what the Pasuk says. Pnei Hashem Chilkam, it was a war against Zakenim, Kohanim, and even it's a war against Hashem. And by now, you must be able to see that I've been explaining these Pesukim to show that in many cases, the war of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, against the Jews, is similar to some of the things we're reading here. History, often rhyme. Pasuk in Zion, Odeinu tichlana einenu el zereseinu havel. You see, he's even in the midst of obviously, but it's a very poetic book. It's alphabetical, right? And then I have to put together, let's say, tombstone for someone, and they tell me they want the name of the person. Each line should spell an acrostic of the name. I'm limited to certain words. Yeah, it was just dead and unveiling. So my father's tombstone, what I did for him was I had even the last letter on each line. It was made large to spell his whole name. That was really hard because you're now restricted on the first letter and the last letter. So Eich is also restricted like this. You can't use just the, you know, you say, I want to use it, but I can't. I just started the last pasuk with a man, and I have to start the next pasuk with a nun. Right? So in this pasuk, you have alliteration also. A lot of eyes means that they should have had many eyes, but their eyes were closed. Right? And there was no help anywhere. Tzipiyasenu tzipinu el goy lo yoshia. We looked forward, and that's tzaddik, and it goes to the next pasuk. We looked forward to help from other nations. Maybe someone will look at what they're doing to us and say, you know, we don't love the Jews, but this is unprecedented. So do tzodeinu milach esper kolosenu. We couldn't even walk in the streets. Karav kitzenu malu yameinu kivok kitzenu. You see what he's doing in each pasuk. He's giving you a little taste of the next pasuk. You see what he did in the ayins? He had tzadiks. In the tzadiks, he had kufs. You see what he's doing? If you have your eyeglasses on and your magnifying glass on, you will see this. He's really playing a lot of fascinating word games. Right? You know, like Moshe says, "Hazinu shemayim v'adaber v'sishma ha'aretz imrifi." In this week's Haftorah, it's going to switch those words. Shimu Shamayim Ha'azini Aretz. There's so much Torah as to why Yeshayahu switched those words. The simple pshat is, Yeshayahu is the master of alliteration. He is the master of word games. Look at the Malbim's Hakdama to this week's Haftorah. He just wanted to make an alliteration. Shimu Shamayim. Shimem. Ha'azini Aretz. Aleph. So you see a lot of that here in Eicha as we're closing up. Okay, the end is near. You test. Kalim hayu rodfeinu minishrei shemayim. Ale harim lakunu bamidbar arvulam. The enemy was light, like they swooped down like eagles from the mountains. They caught us. Lakunu, like the lock, means to lock to at night. Yaakov uses that word to love him. Why did you dalak after? Lama dalak to acharai. Unusual Hebrew word for outside of lighting the candle, but that's what the candle does. It connects the wick to the oil. So what? The lakta acharai means that you grabbed me like a witch grabs the oil. So the Shira Katuv is, even if you manage to do the impossible and escape from the ghetto, right? If they see you walking out of line, no one ever walked alone in the camps. If you weren't on guard, if they saw you walking where you shouldn't be, you're shot right there. You make it actually to the other side of the fence. How did you do that? How did you get to the other side of the fence? They have the lights all night. They have the... But if you did manage to get to the other side of the fence, you know it's waiting for you on the other side for 100 miles in every direction. Right? So that's what this is talking about. So we had that already. Here is the pasuk we've been waiting for, pasuk Chav. Can you read it and tell me why? Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. This is from the Zmiros. Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. Right? So what is this? What do they say we're waiting for? Okay. The very first day I said, look for a pasuk somewhere in Eicha. This is the pasuk. The spirit of our actual, our very breath, the chosen of God, he was taken down by our nets. We it was our fault that he died. Oh my goodness, you know the Christians do this, right? Asher amarnu b'tzilo nichya b'goyim. We said that we could possibly live in his shadow amongst the nations. So who is this? So on the very first day, remember I told you that Eicha is referenced in another place in the Bible. In Divrei HaYamim, it says that when Yoshiyahu was killed in battle at the age of 39, after 31 years of glorious rule, where he had lived on.
He only figured it out like 17 or 18, right? When
he was... Well, he cleared out the basics, but that was part of his cleansing of what his father and grandfather did, right? Menashe and Amon. So he managed brought Israel back to its grandeur, and just he miscalculated the battle against the Egyptians, and they killed him. So it says in Divrei, not in Malachim or Yirmiyahu, but in Divrei HaYamim, it says that Yirmiyahu sang a dirge about Yoshiyahu. You will find this dirge amongst the kinos. So Rashi says, whoever is a Rashi, I remember, says that this kinos is Eicha. Mm-hmm. So if it is Eicha, where is his dirge about Yoshiyahu's death? Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem Nilkad B'Shechisav Sam Asher Amar Nitzlo Mechev HaGoyim. He was our last chance to avoid the Chorban that was set in motion. Yirmiyahu knew it. So he put it into Eicha. Okay. See it? 120. You see it? Okay. This is the proof of.
He's saying it's the people's fault.
Yeah. That's the way we always frame our suffering, is that it's our sinning that made this happen. Well, actually, what made it happen was that Yoshiyahu.
He didn't listen to Yirmiyahu.
Didn't listen to Yirmiyahu, who told him, stay out of this race. Let the Egyptians come up the coast. Let them carve up the Assyrians and have their day. Don't worry about them right now.
He thought that sword will not cross the
land. Yes, and then he said, even the sword of peace will not cross the land. They wanted nothing to do with it. They even used Lashon, like the way Moshe talks to Sichon, Og, and Edom, you know, but let me just pass to your side. Right? Okay, let's go on. So, Edom was certainly by his Rishon not the main player, Abel on the casting part. But he's saying that Edom joyfully, gleefully joined them. Right, it's until Kuflam and Zion, where he says he curses Edom. So now there are two approaches to these kind of stuff. One is that the Chatchila, it's talking about the Romans by Hashemi. Those who say that's the prophets tell the future, you know, right? But I don't know, it's too distant, say the real Pashtunim. He's talking about the Edomites of this day that joined the Babylonians in their quest to wipe out the Jews. They were all too happy to see their day, right? Like at the end of Tilly. But I will tell you this, that there is a very famous biblical character who comes from Utz. Who is that?
Oh.
Eov.
Right, Eov.
Ishayame Eretz Utz, Eov Shemal. which is why you'll find I have one in my office, a copy of it, of course, the original, of course, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Rashi manuscripts to Eov say that Uz is Constantinople. Where did he get that? How could Uz be Constantinople? How do you know? The answer is because Constantinople at the time was the seat of the Holy Roman Empire. And if Uz is Edom, and they thought that Edom was Christianity, all this is very spurious. So Uz becomes Constantinople. The scholars always wonder where did any Mishigas get into anyone's head. That, so there's a complication, is that Uz is also the Bechor of a man named Aram, a descendant of Shem. It's submitted.
And Aram is Mesopotamian.
So how, you know, it's different opinions, HVH. Uz could be Edom, Uz could be Aram. Notice that Aram and Edom are spelled pretty similarly, right? Okay, I'm just saying, just putting it out there that this person may be why. Okay, but he says he's blaming the Edomites for rejoicing in the downfall of the Jews. Tama boneich bas Tzion. He's saying that, you know, the cup of destruction is going to fall upon you as well. And that looks like Yirmiyahu chapter 25, where he goes around the whole world with a poisonous cup. Right? And he makes them all drink. And he says, anyone who refuses to drink, it's going to be worse. The word kos appears in that chapter four times. And that's another interpretation in Chazal of why we have four cups of Pesach. Four cups have a lot of different aspects to them. And this is one of them. Tama v'nech v'asiyon lo yosif lag l'sech. Says Israel, your kapara has been completed. He's hoping. In other words, there are different ways to get back in God's graces. It's by doing tshuva, by doing more mitzvahs, but also in punishment. Like, you serve your debt to society, you got your punishment. Now, okay, tam aponeich. Lo yosif lag losech. You won't have this again.
Well,
so Lago Sech means, so when this happens, it means in this framework, Babylonians are shortly going to disappear. Right? There might be future exiles, such as Greeks, Romans, you know, and other problems. Right? Okay. And then he says that Edom is going to get theirs. Why does he pick on Edom specifically? Edom, we saw Ammon and Moab earlier also, joyfully, you know, taking part in the fall of Israel. So if you say Edom is Christianity, so he says, okay, Edom has to be treated. Now our problem is much less Christianity. I'd rather take sides with us. Right? Whatever the reason is, I don't care. Since I know there's no second coming, I'm okay with it. Okay, fair pay. Zuchor Hashem mehal yolam. Now, on the night of Tisha B'Av, Motzei Shabbos, you're going to see a prayer that follows the kinos that is a total representation of this parak. Okay, what you notice about this parak is that it's no longer alphabetical, but it does have 22 psukim. As if though it wants to capture something about all the 22 letters of the alphabet. Well, the other Par commander have multiples of 22, the middle one having 66. Okay? Just want to do a few psukim because we do need to borrow one day because I missed yesterday for the bris. Okay? Svar Hashem Mehayyalanu, exactly. They were both there. I'm just saying.
No. It's good to be criticized.
You were invited.
It's good to be criticized.
You were invited.
I missed it.
Okay. God, remember what has happened to us. Look at what you've done. Not what you've done, but see our cherpa. Surely you have to open your eyes and see how far things have gone. They've taken a nachla. The nachla here is probably the public squares. Right? But tenu, these are private places. They've all been taken over. Right. Remember, you see, you know, they were doing this in the late 30s. Forget about it, the 40s. They were taking villas in Germany and Austria, and they're just saying, this is not your place anymore. What are you talking about? I have the deed here. This is my, I paid up. This is my, right? Or they're paying rent. No, not here anymore. They just made them homeless overnight. Just quickly. Or they said, you know, you owe back taxes or something. We take their musical instruments. They would assess their vases, their silver, their gold, and just walk in. Is this lawful? It's the law now. Right? This, I'm talking 37, 38, 39, there are records of them doing this. Right? Yisomim hayinu ve'ein av imoseinu ke'almanos. The children in the street, their parents, who's getting them food? No one. The parents are dead. The mothers are like almanos. Ke'almanos. We had that at the beginning of the Sefer. Mothers are like widows. Interrupt. Means that at least they're alive. We had to pay for water. In other words, water was so scarce. Fuel was scarce. And my father tells me, there's nothing for heat, nothing for light, nothing to cook, nothing. They shut off everything. And they put them into the worst part of town. And four families in a room this big, you know. And so we had to risk our lives just to get fuel. They stepped on our shoulders. No lifting up your head even. This is an important pasuk. It reflects chapter 2 of Yirmiyahu. It's left over, last chapter, where he talks about why did you go to Egypt to drink from the Nile? Why did you go to Ashur to drink from the Euphrates? It doesn't mean that there was a water shortage, although we just mentioned that here. It means that they went to look for hope from Egypt and Assyria, two historic enemies, against this worst enemy. Hmm? It's probably true that Russia's involvement in World War II prevented the Germans from winning. But that was no friend of ours either. This is the sentiment of the day. Our fathers sinned, and they're no longer here, but we continue to suffer for their sins. It says in the Torah, children shall not suffer for their parents. That pasuk is talking about in the court of law. This pasuk is talking about what we think is happening as a result of the way our parents behaved. Okay, widows are still suffering for their sins. Of course, children suffer for their parents' sins all the time. Parent gets drunk and goes into a car and takes his three sons into the car and gets into a car accident. Those sons suffer for bad behavior of the father. And it's a common thing. Okay, but it's interesting. This is I'm telling you a generality here. Take it, remember it. There's another sefer of Tanakh that tries to undo Eicha and Yirmiyahu, and he starts his sefer by saying your parents sinned. This is really the essence of Sefer Devarim. Right? Your parents sinned, you spent the 40 years in the desert, you spent 70 years in exile, you do not have to repeat their destiny. You're on new footing now. They had their kapara, they went into exile, you have a new start. Zach, try to figure out which prophet this is. I'm asking you specifically. You have a new start. I'm giving you these visions for the future. You have a distant future, you're going to be here for a long time, and you're going to come back to Israel. Who is that prophet? I'm asking you. That's how he begins his book, like undoing this. You don't have to repeat your parents' ways, and it's a new start for you. Okay. Avodim mashlubanu porekei miyadam. Slaves were ruling over us. There's no redemption. B'nafshenu nabilach meinu mipnei cherev hamidbar. We have to risk our lives just to get bread. Who's the cherub that's out there? That's for sure. Orenu kitzanu nichmaru mipnei zalafos rav. Now this pasuk is like a total evaluation of everything. Our skin is burning on us from the family. Yeah, it could just be vitamin C alone. Imagine all the other deficiencies. The deficiency of vitamin C alone will make your bones crack. In you, yeah. And the skin then starts to crumble. Mm-hmm. Never mind all these other deficiencies. They have rickets, they have vitamin D, all these other deficiencies makes it And plus, they're not getting any food and beatings. Shin B'tzioni knew Solos Ba'al Yehuda. I don't even remember the same what they did to our women. Sarimbi Adam Nitzlu, basically, in one hand, Aru. Nitzlu, hanging. Hanging people, any disrespect, and hanging publicly in the square of the camp or in the ghetto. Nezikinim lo nedar. They have no respect even for elders. B'chorim t'chon nasa'u n'arim be'etz kashav. They put the young ones to work, right? To hard labor. If they had use for you, they wouldn't gas you immediately. They would use you until they grind you into the ground, knowing that there are plenty more to take your place. So kinim mishar shavasu b'chorim n'arim b'nasam. They took the Canaan and Bahurim together and put them together. And the Gemara says they would give young ones the work of old ones, they would give old ones the work of young ones, they would give men the work of women, they would give women the work of men just to break their spirit. Shavas Mesos Niben and Nepach Le'edom Mecholeidim. No joy. Gemara talks about, you know, in the midst of such things and shortly afterwards, that you shouldn't ever use a musical instrument. The end of Masechet Sota talks about all the things that they said they stopped using, and stopped doing certain crowns at weddings and certain instruments. Nafla teres roshenu oyna lanu kichatan. So our crowns have been lost. The Mara cites these psukim about why they decided. That was psukim at the end of Sota. Obviously, this is by Svisha. Al zeh yodaber libeinu aleilecha shchu inenu. This is the vision of the
foxes.
The foxes running around at Har HaBayis. What did Rabbi Akiva see that made him have hope? The foxes. Remember, Bava Basra says foxes is the last animal that wants to be near Yeshua. He understood that meant it's as bad as it could possibly get. Now it's time to know a bit better. You want to know, is the bath over? Can I invest in the stock market again? You know, in other words, if it's gotten as bad as it possibly get, he understood this, that the opposite vision, also from Zechariah, of the men and women playing in the streets, and the young old men and women walking in the streets without a care, with their canes, and children playing in the streets, that now it can be the opposite of this. God, we know that our salvation is only in you. If we leave you like the way Bar Kokhba did, now that'll be my segue to Yerushalmi, then we know we're lost. That's what so he says, that we'll return to you first. Or he says, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. There's a machlokis in the Gemara, there's a Rabbi Yeshua, who has to do tshuva first? Who's returning to whom first? We know we're in exile. We have to return to you, God, for you to return to us. Returning in tshuva is like return in exile. That's why the Haftorah of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which talks about our tshuva movement, is the return, Yirmiyahu's vision of the return, chapter 31 of Yirmiyahu. But the Sefer still recognizes the fact that right now we are in a bad way. So it ends, ki ma'os mastanu, but it looks, God, like you're still angry with us. You know, he's not living in the time of Zechariah. So for us, we don't want to end the book on a bad note, so we repeat the next to last pasuk. We do this four times liturgically. They're all read publicly. After of Shabbos Agadol, Malachi, Yineinu Pishalech Lachem, Koheles, Sof Devar Kol Nishma, Echa, and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Yomidei Chodesh B'Chadshel. All four of those books psukim after the four I just mentioned that end with a bad note. So we want to end with a good note. So
also,
yeah. Okay, all right, that closes our discussion. Yeah. Shalmi, I don't suspect we will succeed in finishing Shalmi the way we just finished the Shalmi, but one thing we did last time really sheds light on a very cryptic Gemara in the Talmud Bavli of the Jews killing Bar Kokhba because he couldn't smell justice. Right? What does that mean? You can't smell justice.
I gotta say for this. Okay.
So the justice he couldn't smell was that he ordered the death of, he killed himself, Rabbi Elazar HaMonga, even who was praying for them. Mara said, as long as Rabbi Elazar HaMonga was praying for them, they had no power Romans couldn't destroy us. But when Bar Kokhba accepted the Lashon Hara about him, that he was part of a conspiracy, right? That he didn't have the good judgment to say that, no, Elazar Modei is not on their side. And it's tantamount to saying, like, the chief rabbi of Israel is giving secrets to Iran. Who could convince you that? Okay. So the fact that he had him killed, or they killed himself one time, means that he doesn't have good judgment, and we can't follow him. Okay. As you can see, I don't suspect that we'll be able to finish today, but maybe we'll set up a time to we can. Are you okay with that, Dr. O'Hayon? Right. We're not quite finished with the Yerushalmi. So Amar Yochel and Ron called Chesam and Beis, if you have your arts called pagination, right in the middle of the page. Right? If not, I gave you the place there.
Four lines from the top.
Right. So the tangent is an exorbitant amount of Kohanim that in the previous story. We had 10 different examples of what was lost in the Chorban last time. Some of them may ring a bell. With some of that, some things that you know you're getting. Okay? I just want to ask that quickly. Do you have the card?
I do have the card.
Okay. Maybe we can
put
it on the right with one. Yeah, okay. All right. 80,000 young Kohanim were killed because of the Dam of Zachariah. There you show up in the Gemara 2 to Zachariah. Rav Yudin Shaul or Racha, it's not the same Zechariah as the prophet that we just
mentioned. Yeah, this one that was killed by, killed way back.
In by Yoash. Yoash's son.
He was Yoash's son.
No, it's by Yoash's, Yoash was still alive. Rav Yudin Shaul or Racha, Echon Hargo is Zechariah, the Ezra Sanoshim of the Ezra Sisrael. Where was Zechariah killed? Meaning, where was this blood that was spurting out of the ground? Zechariah's father, Yehoyada, was the one who saved Yoash,
the
little boy, from Ataliah, who was killing all of David's descendants.
The irony is just...
Yehoyada, we read about him in Haftorah, Shabbat Shkolia,
yeah. Right? The irony is right?
So Yoash was saved by him, and then when he became so haughty because he was very successful in battles, right. And he raised a lot of money to repair the Beis HaMikdash. So he turned and son Zechariah rebuked him. I'm not one to receive rebuke. And he had him killed. And right before he was being killed, he said, Yera Hashem bin Drosh, may God hold my blood responsible for this innocent blood. So we want to know, where did they kill him? Hamalo, lo bezos Yisrael, below bezos Moshe, ela bezos HaKohanim. Oh, that's much worse. You see why, right? He killed him right up to the right near the Mizbeach. This was Noshim was bad enough. This was Yisrael. These were all in our bodies. But this was Kohanim. And they did not even behave with this like the blood of an Ayah or a Tzvi. What do you have to do with the blood of an Ayah or a
Tzvi? Cover.
In other words, you know, what we say at the end of the Kel Malay for the Holocaust victims, we say, Eretz al tachasi domam.
Do not receive.
No, it's like the blood. Who's was told that the earth is cursed by the blood that hid your brothers?
Kain,
right? So here it's saying that we have to see what lo nagu b'dama lo kidama ayoch lo kidama tzvi. Is it though to say that you should have covered this up by atoning? How did you let this happen? Right. Okay. So it's the blood of Zechariah was meant to be revealed. It was meant to be revealed to attack. There's some kind of like a kapara. God curses the land for covering up kind of Hevel's blood. So monks say the Shafach is the moment is so far. Ramacha ki the mom is so ha ha ya al tzchiach selashu. Okay. So this is kidama besocha. That's in Yechezkel. Lo shafach tzur al haaretz v'chasos ala b'far. So it says that if you darsh this pasuk in Yechezkel to refer to Tichari's blood, it means that the dafka was not covered. Right? Kidama besocha yal tzchir salos masur. Kol kach lama, why did they leave it revealed? Lahalos chema v'nivom yukam nasati estama tzchir salos v'ti v'chasos. God wanted this kapara to happen now. But as it turns out, it didn't. It still needed kapara, like Mechiras Yosef. Something that doesn't have full resolution still has to have kapara. That's why we read about it on Yom Kippur. Not to be sad, we read about the ten Jews who were supposed to take the place of the 10 brothers of Yosef. Not to be sad on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not a sad day. It's to atone. Teshuvah, but we read about it to be sad. Sheva Averos of Yisrael Ba'oso Yom. They did 7 Averos that day that Zechariah was killed. It warranted such a severe onish. Right? Adrava, he owed a tova to him for saving him. Ba'oso Yom, Hargu Kohen Ben Navi, the Dayan, Shavchu Dam Yanki, the Timur Sazara. They did it, Nezer's Kohen. The Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, whoa. Okay, now, so, all the more reason for reading these kind of things in Kippur. Okay? These all must be, just that we don't have any proof of these things from the Torah. The from it's not. But even Shalom, the Mishra Dan Lukan, Ro'es Adam Toseis, when Mishra Dan came to this place, right? Nebuchadnezzar didn't actually come to Yerushalayim. He sent the Mishra Dan.
He was up in Rinla, around
Rinla. Yeah, he did. Rinla, yeah. Rinla. He didn't have to, he didn't think Yerushalayim needed him. He worked on this part. It's a piece of cake to take over. And he saw the blood bubbling on the ground. What is this? It's the blood from the animals that we shechted here. So much of it. He brought others. And he saw it. And in Echa Rabba it says it didn't look the same. In Rekina also. When they didn't admit what the blood is, which would have been a kapara at least, he put them up on garden as a gallows. Amru holov HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze litvoa dam al yadeinu, amru lo dam kohen benavi v'dayan hu, shem yisnavei aleinu kol ma she'ata oseh lanu. They finally admitted, as they were being hanged, that it's the blood of someone who is a dayan, a kohen, a navi, yet we killed him. See the Aleph and the Dayan to be an Ayin. Aleph's and Ayin's need to change. He killed 80,000. In the Kina, he killed slowly. He killed this group, the Negrim, and this group. But he shaita Nozaf Bey Amalei Ma'at Bari Nogan Kolom Musach Alach. Right. The Jews are going to slaughter to see if the blood, what is it? How can I end the blood? Hashem ended the Ketzef.
He called out, and others
just said enough. The Yadnismalek Hachbaruch Rachamim Amar Mahim Zeshu Basar Adam Bachzari Nismalek Rachamim Albanai Ani Shekasu Bi Ki El Rachum Hashem Al Kech Al Yerb Kov Al Yishchi Secha Al Yishkach Es Bisa Al Secha Alachas Kama Bachama. Right? If Nebuzradan said enough already, I have to say enough too. Miyad ramaz l'dam l'yivlachim kamal. Then the blood stopped flowing and it became absorbed in the ground. Okay. Now, still another case of 80,000. Now, this is obviously an exaggeration. Can't fit 80,000 people in those closets. Right? But there was one soul survivor, Ud Mutzome Eish, also from Zechariah. Kulam Nisrafu, Kulam Nomishtai Raleo, Shua Ben Yehud Sadaka, Kalina Gadol, Shinemar Halose, Ud Mutzome Eish. He's in Zechariah, right? In Haftarah of Hanukkah. Ud Mutzomesh is what we call today.
You know,
the
Rabbah about two of them.
Yeah. There's a story in the Perek Chelek about a different reason why he's called an Ud Mutzomesh. It was two very, very immoral false prophets. Achab and Kut. Remember, they did terrible things with women, and the Babylonians said that we were going to kill them also. We're going to put them through the fire of the Nile. And they said, wait, Kohen Gadol did it also. So they said, okay, bring him also. And they said, Yeshua said, I may die in here because I don't have the schus of the, there were three of them, that's only one of me. So you put three of them also. Two of them died. Yeshua went in, but his clothes got saved.
That's because his sons were.
His sons made it so that he didn't deserve to be, that he should be totally unsaved because of Atalil. It says even their clothes didn't smell from
right.
fire. Right. But he had bad sons, so he wasn't totally saved. But that's how it says there. There was Ud Mutzomesh. Here it says Ud Mutzomesh, the fires of the Gizradon. That would make him very old at the time of Zechariah. He's just a little boy here, Pirkei Kehuna. That would make him, at the time of Zechariah's prophecy, would make him at least, 80. Okay, could be. Amar Yochanan, Shmoni Melech Pirkei Kehuna, Baruch Hu Tov, Chayim Nosav, Shalom Ruch Nitzar, Hochul Lahen Eitzel Yishmael. They sort of mixed in, Right. Okay, it could be that these are underground tunnels described in the Sefer Midos. Right. Okay, so this is there are different opinions about different stories in the Bible that mirror what we're about to read. Okay, so Amr Lon Avulon Nishte Da'aman Sechi. They were very thirsty. Now, you remember Eitzel Yishma'elim? This is based on a prophecy in Yishayahu, Masaba Arav, and they struggled for water. So what did they do? Habiyu Lifnehem Mini Meluchim, they gave them smoked, very, very salty fish. The Nodos Nefuchos, they gave them blown up canteens, like a water balloon that's blown up. It made them think that there was water inside. Right? Eat the fish, and then you'll have a drink. Kivan dahavi chad meon shal zika b'yayi. And he was so thirsty, they were already thirsty.
Right.
They saw that the canteens were empty. They should have been able to feel an empty canteen, no? Right? Or that maybe what was inside was salt water. I just told you that the prophecy. Tul Rav Barabia. It's a terrible thing that happened to them from Arabia in their own presence. The Arab Barab told me we fell by the forests of Rav. Minasunim Bayar al Bonon Barab told me. As if though we just had to die quickly because we knew that the death of by thirst is a very, very very painful death. Okay. Why is this especially ironic? Because remember that Ishmael also was dying of thirst. Hashem had pity on him, his mother Ishmael is called the Danim. Because you're a ben dod, you're a cousins. Right? Yishmael's descendants and Yitzchak's descendants are cousins. Should someone lolo cross tzomei tzoyimayim, v'yakach alokim esenel v'atera b'yimayim. God had pity on your ancestor and gave him the water. Right? Lo mitiv asrena asun l'beichon, k'mipnei charvos nadav v'mipnei cherev l'tusha. Wasn't it proper for you to do a kindness to us? And not have this exact polar opposite behavior that makes it that made us die of thirst. Okay. Okay. So you should have had pity for similar circumstances. So now what follows here are what Bnei Yisrael did to deserve these indignities. Right? But they do, they didn't keep Shemitah. So that's why Mipnei Cherev Nitusha, you see that? So it's very clever of the Medrash to find a word in something we violated in the Torah that fits the word of what the terrible thing that's happening to us here. Mipnei Keshes Drucha, Shalovat Tzulishmor, Shavsav Sehem, So the violation of Shabbos that Nehemia and Yirmiyahu refer to made it so that they should that the cherub should and the keshes should be keshes drucha is this?
Yeah, I pull back
a moment. That's called keshes drucha. They didn't want to fight the battles of Torah. They said, no, don't stand up for Torah. So on that basis, you suffer the indignities of this, everything in this pasuk. Continuing, Amar Yochanan. You gave us fantatita, shishim yibo ayirosayu. A lot of exaggerations here we've seen all along. Right. Okay. So these are 60,000, 600,000 cities between Gabas and Antipatris. Antipatris. This is in the north. Haktana shivan hu esav beis shemesh v'chsevba v'yachban she beis shemesh ki ra'u baron Hashem. V'ilu meruach achas hayu inan enitzal v'kine l'nisay. He says that the smallest of all of these was Beit Shemesh. Right. What did Beit Shemesh do wrong to deserve this? Is it one be part of this? Right? Is that when we saw the Yachban Shem Beit Shemesh came over Aron Hashem because they were they didn't treat the Aron when the Plishtim brought it back and Shmuel Aleph, they didn't treat it with respect.
People died. That's the Kodesh.
50,000. 50,070, it says.
It was 70, it was like
50,000. The population apparently remained the same that it was then, so many years later. Right? And those who were punished, 50,070, were just from one side of the city. Right? Tavon Yonasan to that pasuk, amazingly, says that only Abishai died. Job's brother. Like Mar Sanhedrin. You just mentioned, there's no reference there. Amar of Chanina Kavtzala Eretz Israel. Kavtzala says where Israel contracts. When there are no people there, it contracts. When there are a lot of people there, it's like an X-ray. It's called Eretz Tzvi. It expands to fit the people. Amrav Zira, Borei Machatzifa, he Eretz Israel, Shiviose Pedus. So it's called Eretz Tzvi because of the skin of a deer stretches out with it. The Gemara knows that such an area was small in Beit Shemesh, didn't have that many people. How did so many people did it? This is Kavtz Eretz. The Torah says that. That Gafris Vamelach will prevent the Zriya. The effects of such an onus that there's no food, it's a plant. And yet, Israel is such a productive land that even with all those punishments, sowing the land with sulfur and salt, nonetheless, right, she yose peiros. Nonetheless, it made peiros. It made mahi yose peiros. What they do, they use good fertilizer, or they turn over a bit. You know, you see when they're plowing, they turn over. It's called karva, which is why I remember the Gemara in the beginning of the seventh parak. In Shabbos, in the Gimel, it says, That's why the Gemara mentions Zriya and then Chamisha. Surely Chamisha comes before Zriya. Why is the first law of Zriya? So it says Chamisha first because in Israel they do Chamisha, then Zriya, and then again Chamisha. It's two Chamisha. So, but you forget the first Chamisha. That's not part of the growing process. That's just a brief. This is also, is that they burned the seeds. The enemy took the seeds from the ground. We would sow the ground. You can't just say it gets there 24 hours. We sow the ground enough, there's rain coming soon. But they would take out the seeds and burn them.
It's really hard to do.
Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, 52 Shana Lo Nira Of Tosker, it's Israel. The desolation was so profound that for 52 years, within them 52 years, we see it's been from Gematria, that's from the beginning of the Golus Bavel to Koresh's announcement. It's 52 years. Koresh's announcement, so let me go home. Koresh had already defeated the Babylonian.
No, that was it.
Interesting. It's from the Gematria Behemoth. It's 50.
He shakes his fist at you from the mountain. You know.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. It says Matame Ofa Shemayim, but Behemoth and Nidu Halachu. Behemoth is 52. Mark 38. Kodim Marim Shana, Ad Shalogol Yisrael Babel, Nadu Tamarim Babel, Avedei Shihu Lahutim, Achar Mesika, Shimagalas, and Margalas, Esselashan. Interesting. So I have to say that how did Bavel, after all this, become such a place? They know that the Talmud Bavli is has all these great rabbanim. The Jews planted date trees in Bavel 40 years before the Churban. That means even
it's
in the times of Yoshiyahu.
Right. It's not the Yoyachin exiles before that.
Well, Yoshiyahu starts giving Nevuah that year.
So 40 years before.
Yeah, exactly. 13th year of Yoshiyahu was 40 years before the Churban. So we know that they were the Iraq had the finest fix. And I'm sorry, dates.
So they planted the trees.
Stories about Jews who they would kill you if you took dates out of the country.
The export. Mm.
Yeah, because they wanted the dates to stay, the best dates to stay there. It's actually an interesting story if you Google it, the story of how they left the Iraqi dates to Israel. Israel was desolate for 2,000 years. No one built up Israel. The Jews built up Israel. So Amar Chanina Bereza Rehu, Sheva Meos Mini Dogim Tahori Mishmona Meos Mini Chagavim Tahori All Famous Park Kulam Golo Imerikim Yisrael Baka. They took all Malei Kultur, whatever they could. It's just elaborating on the desolation of Israel as a function of we would come to Babel and get the benefit of having these things. When they came back to Israel, they brought these things back with them. What's mina dog? Ani kroshi buta. Because it tastes like a pear, right? The brains taste like a pear. How did they take fish with them? They went under. They made their way to Babel from the land. I'm going to be open. An Ashrei Mishu who will ever mapalato shel Tadmor shiyos shel tepes the churban avayis harishon. The churban avayis hashem. Tadmor is like what we said before with Edom, Yosef, and Sarah. It's Sisi was simply that they were joyfully joined the enemy. Churban harishon hamidah shmonim elef kashatim. Here is kashatim means bows, but it spells it with a tes. It should be with a tuf. We see tes and tuf also with a change. It means that a test should be pronounced like the way Sfarim pronounce it. Tough, like a test. Korbanasheni, Hamidah Shmonim Elef Kashatim. These are bows and arrows. Kashatim is a keshet, is a bow. Necher Sha'ir, Harash Rukus, Shrik Atzamos Isaichal. So the city was, who was the one who plowed the city on Tisha B'Av? Rufus, Turnus Rufus. And then whenever we say his name, we say, may his bones crack.
Whatever
it is. Nobody would see Rufus. Oh, yeah, Rufus, yeah. Okay, so we have to make up the time to finish this.
You have nice.